You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
Going to the dentist usually does not top the list of exciting activities for people. Tell a pet owner that their cat needs a trip to a board-certified veterinary dentist, and they'll probably think that you've been sniffing catnip. All cats will periodically need to have their teeth professionally cleaned. How often is a matter of diet, genetics, and a bit of luck. Dental disease is more than being plagued with tuna breath. Bad teeth over time can lead to serious health issues. My guest is Dr. Jan Bellows. He is a diplomat of the American College of Veterinary Dentistry. He'll tell us how you can keep your cat's teeth perfectly healthy. We'll be right back after this short message.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club. And join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Do you love your dog? Then you'll love feeding him mouth-watering, all-natural treats, lovingly handmade by a professional caterer who wanted the very best for her dogs. Make no mistake about it, these are not ordinary dog treats. These are doggy delights, like breakfast banana biscotti, honey bear peanut butter balls, yummy apple cinnamon mini cakes, and so much more. Your dog will howl in delight. And now you can get a scrumptious sample pack by going to dingersdogtreats.com. It's a $25 value, yours for just $9.95 through this special radio offer. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Every one of these gourmet doggy treats is handmade from the finest ingredients and taste tested on our own dogs. Your dog will love them. Get $25 worth of doggy delights now for just $9.95. Go to dingersdogtreats.com now. That's D-I-N-G-E-R-S, dingersdogtreats.com. Yum.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Bellows, thank you so much for being with us today. So many people don't realize that pets truly do have dental disease.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, pets' mouths are below the lips, so most people don't really see the disease until they flip the lips, and that's very rare that they do that. But everybody talks to their dogs and cats every day, and sometimes if they smell a disagreeable odor, there's a problem under there. Pets shouldn't have bad breath.
How common, we'll talk about cats today if you don't mind,
sure.
How common is feline dental disease?
Research has shown that 8 out of 10 cats older than a year old will have some form of periodontal disease, which means an inflammation around the gums, which, if untreated, can progress and cause a lot more problems. So the answer to the question is 8 out of 10, so 80%.
So most people, if they grab their kitties up right now, flip that little lip and take a look, I have a feeling we'll have a nasty surprise.
Yes.
What are some of the most common types of feline dental problems? You mentioned periodontal disease.
Sure. Periodontal disease is common, very similar to dogs, because pets don't brush their own teeth, and people, unfortunately, also don't remove the plaque and calculus that occurs every day. But a more common problem in cats older than a year old are cat resorptions or tooth resorptions, where for some reason this tooth starts to dissolve. And this is a very common disease in mature cats, where greater than half of the cats that are living will have at least one of these very painful resorption lesions.
So if they're painful, I've seen this very definitely in my practice, and they seem painful. You'd expect that a cat not to want to eat, but too many times these kitties are still going on eating. Could you describe, do you have any idea what causes it? Is there things that can keep it from happening?
Absolutely. The cat won't show pain because if they show pain in the wild, then they are acted as prey. So, unfortunately, they would be eaten by other animals that are scoping them out. So, they're learned to mask their pain and suffer with it without showing it. So, unless it gets really bad, and then at that time they will stop eating and their hair coat will become unkempt because it's too painful for them to groom themselves, most times they just suffer with their own pain.
If an owner wanted to check their cat's teeth right now, what would they look for?
It'd be very easy to do. Essentially, what you'll need to do is just pick the lips up and look at the gum tissue right attached to the teeth. The most common area affected by the cat resorption is the first tooth behind the big fang on the bottom. That's what they call your mandibular third premolar. It's the first tooth behind the canine teeth. And if you see a little dot or inflammation, that's the cavity. That's the hole that is formed in the tooth, which goes actually to the nerve. And that's why it's so painful.
I've had these kitties under anesthesia cleaning their teeth, and you touch one of those, and even a pet that's under anesthesia, you touch it, oh my goodness, their little mouths just chatter because it seems like, that is
so painful. Yep.
Is there anything that people can do to prevent them?
No. Unfortunately, we still do not know what causes these, what they call tooth resorption lesions. And until we find out the actual cause, and it's suspected it may be related to the calcium level in pet foods, which is a lot higher than cats that they did research in, cats that were fed a lower calcium diet had less of these resorption lesions than the cats that had high calcium levels. But it's rumored to be a multimodal problem, that there are a lot of things that come together to form these resorption lesions. So until we find out what causes them, we really don't know how to prevent them, nor is there a treatment for it. The treatments we used to use was filling, figuring it was similar to cavities in people, but we found out that instead of, like in people, cavities start from the outside going in, these are lesions that start from the inside of the tooth and come out. So you can't just fill them.
And the usual treatment, Dr. Bellows?
Extraction.
I know.
Yeah, you have to take out the tooth. And in many cats, unfortunately, they have more than one.
It is so sad. And people hate to have their pets' teeth cleaned. And veterinarians, I would say, and talk to you too, don't want to remove a tooth unless it's absolutely necessary.
Ah, yeah, exactly. The teeth have to be evaluated by a tooth-by-tooth exam under a general anesthesia, and with dental x-rays. Unfortunately, many veterinarians don't have the ability to take dental x-rays, so sometimes they don't get taken. But if the public has their pets placed under a general anesthesia, ask the veterinarian to get x-rays. And if they can't get x-rays, send it to somebody that can. And then the tooth can be evaluated very well.
Great idea. So besides flipping the lip, seeing this little red spot usually towards the gum margin, and if you touch it and seeing your cat's mouth just chatter, what are some of the other signs that a cat owner would notice that their cat's having some dental issues?
All of a sudden, the cat starts to scream for no good reason. They'll be just chewing the food, and they'll all of a sudden scream. Sometimes they will rub their mouths on objects to let you know there's a problem there. Sometimes food will drop out of the mouth for no good reason. One of the main signs also is that their hair coat becomes unkempt. It looks very oily and matted because it's just too painful for them. Another possibility, signs, is that they stop eating hard food because it's painful, and they'll only eat soft food. So there are a lot of ways cats can let you know. Another way is they'll drool, and sometimes you'll see blood inside of the water bowl. So there are a lot of signs that you can get.
Or a tooth on the floor. That's a real good giveaway sign.
That's a bad one, yes.
That's a real bad one.
Yeah.
One of the more common results or responses, I should say, that I'll get from some of my clients as I'm looking through the mouth and finding that, oh, the teeth are bad, they need to be cleaned, and I give them a treatment plan, and they look at me going, this is ridiculous. I have owned dogs or cats for 30 years, all my life, and I've never had them cleaned. You know, in the wild, they never get their teeth cleaned, Doc. So why are you trying to bamboozle me and have them clean now? What's your usual response to that one?
That's an excellent question, and it's a very easy response. Basically, the pets that are out in the wild, or they're not pets anymore, the cats that fare for themselves out in the wild have to eat wild animals that have fur and bones and other items that wind up helping to clean the teeth for them. So they very rarely get periodontal disease. Unfortunately, the main cause of the big cats, the lions and tigers, the main cause of their death out in the wild are fractured teeth that turn into abscesses that make it too painful for them to eat. So it's a double-edged sword. Yes, they don't get periodontal disease, but they certainly break their teeth. So I don't recommend giving your cat a squirrel every day or a mouse because it may help the gums, but it many times fractures the teeth. Also, because of the commercial foods that we give our cats, they become kind of soft, and the gums get inflamed, causing pockets, and then, like pockets on your pants, if you fill them with food, the bacteria will just sit there and get bigger and bigger and more numerous as far as numbers and start to eat away the periodontal ligament, which causes more gum inflammations, causes gum recession, and loose teeth. So a lot of times, the commercial foods themselves, even the wet foods especially, will make gum disease so much worse. And lastly, the veterinarians in the past did not have the resources that we have now and didn't have the safe anesthetic that we have now in order to accomplish good dental care. Very few veterinarians took dental x-rays. Very few at the time, many years ago, used gas anesthetic. The monitoring was a lot different. Our monitoring is very similar to human dentistry. So it's a lot safer, and frankly, people are taking really good care of their pets, and they want the best, and plaque control and good dental care is the best.
What would you say to a pet owner? I have a kitty who's 18 years old, Doc. You know, I've never had the teeth cleaned, and you look at the mouth going, yep, I can tell. And they're saying, you know, okay, I know it needs to have its teeth cleaned. It has that really bad tuna breath. But, oh, you know, I just can't put it under anesthesia. What are the pros and cons?
The pros is that every cat should have a healthy mouth. And being worried about anesthesia and your cat suffering with an inflamed mouth, broken teeth, what they call stomatitis, which is a generalized inflammation, which is another disease that we'll talk about hopefully after the break, it's not fair for the cat. So the risk of anesthetic in a well-worked-up cat, I mean, our 18-year-old cats, we take chest x-rays and abdomen films and extensive blood work and electrocardiogram, blood pressure, urine, send everything out to a radiologist for them to look at it. And then that's the assessment part. Then the anesthetic, we tailor it to the specific cat. Some cats have hyperthyroidism, others have heart issues, others have kidney issues. So we tailor the anesthetic specially to them. And then while they're under the anesthesia, we have a nurse that has nothing else to do but watch the vital signs. We have them attached to similar machines as in people, blood pressure and tidal CO2, the electrocardiogram, and we keep them specially warmed with something called a bear hugger, which keeps the temperature stable. So we're watching all these things. So even though there is a risk, it is very minimal. Not too long ago, we had a 23-year-old cat that we placed under anesthesia for dental care. And the cat did great. So age itself is not considered a disease. And what cats need is very healthy mouth. And it would be better, in my opinion, to put the cat to sleep rather than have the cat suffer with a very painful mouth.
I agree. To
allow the veterinarian to do their job and put them under anesthesia safely, or if the veterinarian isn't comfortable with it, send it to a specialist. There are 103 dental veterinarians in the country that are board certified, that are very well-equipped and very, very knowledgeable as far as handling that type of case.
103. There's not a lot of you out there.
No. Some states don't even have any, but the dental college is training more. And there are more and more every year, and the reason why there's so few is that they want to make sure that the ones that are out there are trained to the competency of the human dentist.
And that's excellent. I have seen, and we'll talk about that after the break, of some of the amazing things that you veterinary dentists are able to do. You kind of touched on, I want to go to this before we do the break, you touched on some of the long-term side effects that can happen if you don't get your pet's teeth cleaned. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Oh, absolutely. The leading one is kidney disease. The mouth, unfortunately, if not taken care of, bacteria change from what they call aerobic bacteria to anaerobic bacteria, get underneath the gums, get taken in by the blood supply, and they're filtered by the kidneys, and the bacteria like to stay there, and then they start destroying the kidneys. So that's the biggest side effect of not taking good care of the mouth, is that the kidney failure eventually can occur, and when that happens, the rest of the systems go down like dominoes. So I usually tell people if they're going to take good care of the pet's teeth, they can at least expect 2 more years over and above where the cat would have survived at. So it makes a giant difference.
And some people might say, wow, you know, all this money I need to spend 2 years, is it worth it? But when you think, wow, 2 years with your cat that you love, that's wonderful. And if
right,
you equate it to
pain-free,
in one of our years, it's about 7 cat years. If you could live another 14 years by getting your teeth cleaned, I think we'd all sign up to go see our dentist today. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Jan Bellows. He is a board-certified veterinary dentist. We'll be right back after these short messages, and we'll be talking about how to keep your cat's teeth cleaned at home. And yes, you can do it. We'll be right back.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I? Meyer.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in, and we'll see you now.
Dr. Bellows, thank you so much for being with us. There are times when I will tell my cat owners, the teeth are now cleaned. I put your cat under anesthesia, I've cleaned these teeth up, and now it's your turn at home. And they look at me going, oh my goodness, I can't do this. Tell us some of the tricks to keep your cat's teeth healthy at home.
Well, you have to decide whether the cat can be approached or not, and if you're willing to approach it. So sometimes you have cats that are very willing and eager to accept home dental care, and other times the owners are just too busy or just don't want to put their hands anywhere near the mouth, and vice versa. Sometimes the owners are very willing, but the cat doesn't want to let the owner near the mouth. So in that situation, it would be a non-handling the mouth type of procedure, and that is adding an additive to the water. And there is ones that they can pick up at the veterinarians. One is called breathalyzer. The other one is called Aquadent by Verbeck. And Greenies makes a product that has been shown to be effective to control plaque in cats. There are dental diets made by Hills. One is called TD, stands for tooth diet. Eukanuba makes a dental defense diet. IBD makes a cat diet that there's different ways to control plaque through the diet. One is just with the pressure of taking plaque off like a squeegee. And when they chew into this tasty morsel of food, the plaque gets squeegeed off. The other way is a chemical method, which some of the companies employ in their food, something called sodium hexametaphosphate, which chelates the plaque and the calculus, and then they swallow it. So there are non-pressurized ways to control plaque. But the gold standard is to actually get something in the mouth to push the plaque away, and then physically, and that's either done with a toothbrush, which is very difficult to do in most cats, even the small toothbrushes, or a finger toothbrush, which you just gently put your finger in there. But I actually prefer Q-tips, and you can dip a Q-tip in some tuna juice and just rub it along the interface between the gum and the tooth, and just gently twice a day take away the plaque that accumulates, because after eating, plaque starts accumulating within 4 hours. So you don't want the plaque to stay there.
I think some of the listeners are right now saying, twice a day. If I can get my kids to brush their teeth twice a day, I'm just ecstatic. So to getting in there and cleaning your kitty's teeth twice a day, those are excellent owners. So probably more than not is going to be better. Twice a day is your gold standard. And Dr. Bellows, you make me feel so good. I had never heard about doing Q-tips
but I just kind of came up with it myself, and I've been telling my clients to do it with their pets, going, look, they don't even have to open their mouth. You just slide it under that lip, and they love it. So it's like, thank you. You make me feel very good there. In general, how frequently do cats need to have their teeth professionally cleaned?
They need to be examined twice a year, and the cleaning process doesn't occur like in humans. In humans, you get a card that tells you that it's time to go to your dentist, so you bring your generally clean mouth to the dentist so they can clean it a little bit more and get below the gum line. In animals, we time the teeth cleaning visit to when plaque and calculus is actually touching the gum line, and at that time, it's time to get the teeth cleaned. So every cat is different, and averages once a year.
Okay. Now, some people would say, and they've come into me saying, well, you know, I just had the teeth cleaned, you know, about 2 weeks ago when I took the dog or the cat to the groomer, and the groomer went ahead and they brushed the teeth, or they had somebody cleaning the teeth at the groomer. What's your opinion about groomers cleaning teeth?
I think everything helps. However, it is a false sense of security. Because clients tell me, oh, yeah, don't worry, it's done by the groomers once a month or once a week or once every 2 weeks when the pet goes in for grooming. But can you imagine brushing your teeth only once a month? It's just a total waste of time. And another fairly total waste of time is the anesthesia-free dentistry. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but this kind of plays on the client's fear of anesthesia, and they feel they're getting the exact same care with anesthesia and without any anesthesia. And the reason why anesthesia is absolutely necessary is because during the teeth cleaning process, a bacterial-laden aerosol gets formed. And without a tube down the throat, every time the cat would breathe in, the lungs would be exposed to this bacteria and to the plaque and to the calculus. So you need that interface so it doesn't get down there. Plus, the anesthesia does give the veterinarian the opportunity to go below the gum line, where 60% of the disease lies. And lastly, the anesthesia allows dental x-rays. And dental x-rays really pick up a lot of things that you can't see on the outside. Unfortunately, our dogs and cats really can't talk. And to find what's going below the gum line, I mean, this is a daily occurrence in our office. We see things that are just amazed that the pet never showed any signs with that do need care.
There, I try to tell people the exact same thing. You know, when was the last time you went to your dentist? You know, your teeth felt absolutely normal to you, and then after x-rays saying, oh, you need a root canal here, you have a cavity there, and you start going, huh, doesn't feel bad to me, doc. But yes, you're exactly right.
Sure.
With all the various breeds of cats out there, I know Abyssinians, and I'd like you to talk a little bit about breed-specific dental issues for these various breeds of cats. So tell me about different breeds and different dental problems of cats.
Sure. Abyssinians are very commonly affected by what's called red gum, and also the Egyptian types of cats, which is, this red gum disease is also called feline chronic gingivostomatitis, where all of the gum lines around the teeth are severely affected by inflammation. It's a horrible disease. It's due to an immune deficiency. And unfortunately, the only care that seems to work is extractions, and it's extractions of all the teeth behind the canine teeth. Medicines such as steroids or cyclosporin or interferon do not work long-term, and especially the steroids, which are commonly prescribed for this, can lead to diabetes and to other side effects. So the disease is related to plaque on the teeth, and the only way to really help cure the cat is by taking out all the teeth. Some cats, that's only 60% get better that way, and the other 40% need laser treatment, and they need other periodic medication. But it's a bad disease, and Abyssinians and Persians and some Siamese are very, very prone to it.
People are probably listening to this thinking, oh my goodness, how can you take out all the cat's teeth other than the canine teeth? And I've had to do it to not many, thankfully, but some Abyssinians in particular. And afterwards, after the mouth is healed, which it heals so quickly, you can just tell these cats are going, oh, Thank you. My mouth feels so much better. Yep. And they're even eating dry food, which just kind of freaks a lot of the owners out.
Very, very true. And they prefer dry food, you know, even though they've taken out all the teeth. But the whole adage of do you leave, you know, no matter what the age of the cat is, do you leave them in if they're inflamed and infected or you take them out? Cats don't need their teeth. You know, we prepare their food for them. We give them to them nice little morsels. But what they do deserve is a nice, healthy mouth. And, you know, when people say, is it worth it? I mean, is it worth the time, the effort, the expense? I'll never forget your producer there said when Bailey came in and had a whole bunch of problems, and he said, well, Bailey would do it for me, so I guess I better do it for Bailey. And sure enough, it worked out real well.
That's great. Are there any other breeds of cats that are prone to having specific dental issues?
Some of them, the Persians especially, have orthodontic problems where the front teeth will face forward. It's called lance canines. And in that situation, we sometimes actually put orthodontic buttons to pull them back, or sometimes we trim them in half and do put medicine on top of the nerve and put bonding on top of it to decrease the discomfort of that they would be in. But your routine, what's called domestic short hair cat, what some people call alley cats, they're mostly prone to the tooth resorption and the gingivitis, stomatitis syndrome.
Well, you're leading exactly into my next question about some of the advances that board-certified veterinary dentists such as yourself are able to do. So bonding, you know, I'm thinking of, I'm here in Southern California in Hollywood and all the little starlets with their bonding on their teeth, or the wives of Orange County, but bonding on teeth. Can you tell us more what you guys can do?
Well, the bonding isn't due to give them a pretty smile. It's due because we would need to trim the tooth in half, and then we have to put something on top of the exposed root after we've put medicine on it. So that's what the bonding's for. It's not to give them a perfect bite. But veterinary dentists, most all of them have digital capabilities where we can take dental x-rays and enlarge them and contrast them and send them to other specialists if we need help. Plus, many of the veterinary dentists have lasers, so we can perform the procedures with less discomfort and in some cases less time, and really nice results. The veterinary dentist will also have the root canal material. So if a cat breaks a tooth, it can be saved oftentimes rather than extracting it. So we wind up being very good referral sources for the public and also for other veterinarians that send their cases to us that want advanced dental care.
That is just marvelous. I know one of the things they have right now, and I believe it's still a conditioner, I'm not sure the exact term, a dog periodontal vaccine. I know we've been talking about cats, but if you could give us your views of a periodontal vaccine, and is there one in the works for cats right now?
The dog periodontal vaccine is basically attacks or one of the three main periodontal pathogens. And the good news about it is that it probably will decrease some of the periodontal inflammation. The bad news about it is that there still leaves another two pathogens out there that will do their job and decrease the periodontal pockets and other problems relating to periodontal disease. So it is not a panacea. It's not like if you give a rabies vaccine, your dog is protected against rabies. If you give a periodontal vaccine, your pet will not automatically be protected against periodontal disease. So that's the good news and bad news about it. As far as I know, there is no research being done or promotion for it to form into a cat vaccine at this point.
Well, maybe if all the cat listeners can talk to their veterinarians, we can get enough people who are interested and convince the pharmaceutical companies to do it. We've been chatting today with Dr. Jan Bellows. He is a board-certified veterinary dentist based in Florida. You have given us just some great information, so hopefully all the cat listeners, and if there's dog listeners out there right now, will go and grab their cat or dog, flip that lip, take a look at the teeth, see what's going on. And if you see some dental disease, which you were saying it's just way too common, get that pet into your veterinarian for a good, thorough dental cleaning and evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Bellows, for being with
us
today.
My pleasure. Also, there's a lot of very good information on the internet. There's a new site called oralatp.com, which has all these diseases that we explained, and our dental site is dentalvet.com. You can get actually links to other veterinarians around the country that do provide veterinary care and a lot of information about dog and cat dental disease.
Fantastic. I know our producer will have that on our site. If you do have questions about your pet's dental health, the best person for you to ask is your primary veterinarian. If you still have questions, you can always go to the pet doctor at petliferadio.com, me, and I will answer that, see if I can get you some answers. So the goal, again, of this show is always to entertain, educate, and motivate you to be the best pet owner that you can be. And this show will be on the air in this week. If you have nothing to do on October 22nd, this is some self-promotion right now. I just wanted to let all the listeners know that I'm going to be on the Today Show, October 22nd, and I'll be talking about pet first aid. So hopefully your pet will never need the information we're going to be talking about, but just in case, you'll be prepared. So thank you so much for being with us today. Listen next week. We'll have some more, hopefully entertaining and educating information for you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.